For the last Traveller's Quest podcast, Chris asked for the stories behind people's TQ player names. Being late read, my contribution is, of course, late. There's no big story here, just the name of one of my favourite beers from Britain's oldest brewer, Shepherd Neame. Here's what the brewery has to say about Late Red. Late Red is a complex, richly flavoured autumn hop ale. With an appropriately autumnal auburn hue, this premium beer achieves a perfect balance between rich, dark malt flavours and a strong, robust hoppiness. Not really sure how much of that applies to me, but there you have it. Late Red.
Late Red there, kicking off tonight's show. Welcome to episode 5. Before we start, I'd like to say a great big thank you to Late Red. Great voice, Late Red. Very well spoken. It puts me to shame, honestly. It really does. In fact, all of you that have recorded stuff, your vocal cords rock. Mine, I'm stumbly, jittery. So, you know, thanks to everybody. Late Red, that was absolutely fantastic. We have a second person finishing tonight's show. I'm just doing the middle bit tonight. We've got somebody starting and finishing the show. Okay, on to news. This week saw the patch of 2.11 come out, which I believe was just a few bug fixes, and people with iPod Touches can again no longer download the app. Apparently they couldn't, then they could, and now they can't again. So, I guess if you got an iPod Touch, you need to go buy an iPhone. Bit of personal news, I suppose. The bots near my area have been very quiet lately. I haven't had any good treasures in, about 2 weeks now? I did get the last in the Voodoo collection, which I love. For those of you who've seen the little picture, it's brilliant. It's a really good little treasure. For those of you who haven't, I'm not going to tell you what it is. Haha, you'll have to get one yourself. That's about it from me this week. I'm running short on news, I really am. I mean, I've got plenty of questions from you guys, I've got plenty of suggestions, which is all brilliant. But as for news, not so much. Just before we do go to this week's question, though, I would like to comment on Redbeard's discussion he's got going on the Facebook fan page, which, by the way, if you haven't visited, you should really check it out. Redbeard wanted to know what our opinion was on the Ubering part of the game. Mine stands as, if you put it in the ground, it becomes fair play. I mean, I can understand that people go to extreme measures to hide their treasure, and I think it was Redbeard himself who said that he travelled 30 miles outside of a popular area in order to bury a big stash. I don't know. I think it may be different for us Brits because there aren't as many players. I think that's been in the back of all the British players' mind. I don't think anybody's actually said it, but I think the game is slightly different for us because we haven't got to worry so much. Perhaps I'm wrong. I don't know. I would like to find out if it is true, though. I would like it. Any British players, I've actually been contacted by a lot of British players. Anybody that's from Britain and anybody's from America that does not get pillaged much, get in contact with me. Let me know how you play the game, whether you worry about Ubering or not. I mean, perhaps it's just people in highly popular areas that have to worry. I mean, if a treasure's 1,000 miles away, you're not going to go and get it. And if you do, you deserve that damn treasure. Okay, another thing I needed to say before we do go to the question is that I was going to explain the Halloween premise this week. However, as you can see, this podcast has already gone on a little bit longer than usual. So I'm going to save that for next week, because at the moment I have not much material for next week. So next week I will be explaining the Halloween podcast, and let me just tell you, it's going to be great. To end tonight's show, we have a question asked by another member of the Traveller's Quest community. I'm going to say goodbye right here, and I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Over to this week's question.
Hello, Traveler's Quest. This is Sleeping Lionheart reporting from Texas. First off, I'd like to thank Chris for having me on the podcast. I do apologize for my late appearance. It does seem as though life had once again taken me from the fantastic world of TQ, if only for a short while. But I am back, and better than ever. And I'm not just saying that. So, a few things to cover right off the bat. E-Fighter! Way to climb the ranks and knock me off my collections mantle. Swiftly took me by surprise. No, really. I'm happy for you. To the TQ crew, kudos again for another great update. The bug fixes were fantastic and very much appreciated. So we're always thankful for the attentive and supportive developers. Well, it's been a while since the first time I saw a new collection released, and that was pretty exciting. And since then, we've had some really good concepts going for the next upcoming collections. So, my question for you all today is, what do you think would make another great creative new collection? Would it be regional or seasonal, etc.? So, for example, I'd like to see another similar to the Grand Treasure Collection. Jewels and crowns, rings, doubloons, maybe get a good piratey theme going, lots of shiny stuff. They've come a long way from the Grand Treasure Collection. I remember the first time I found a canine crew piece, and my first thought was, WTF, this isn't a treasure, this is animal cruelty. But I think my roughhouse was tough enough to dig himself another hole. I like the variety, the wide array of interesting treasures we've seen so far. So go ahead and give it some good considerable thought, and send in your answers to Mr. Chris Clay here. Again, great podcast. It's really been quite successful in the Facebook community, so thanks for having me. Cheers, SLH.